Welcome to the Cam Kashani Show, where we are redefining beauty, body, and self. The purpose and vision of this show is to help everyone feel beautiful, powerful, and enough. To heal the definition of beauty, body, and self that you currently have, to allow you to feel more empowered and self-aware, and as a result, love yourself at an unwavering, unconditional, and unapologetic level. I'm your host, Cam Kashani. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another episode of the Cam Kashani Show. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Today's episode is going to be super brief. I'm only touching on a couple of things that I feel are super relevant to the world right now and that could be helpful for you, as it has helped other clients that I have spoken to about. And what it is the topic of the unknown and surrender. Surrender, 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 OMG, and the unknown. So when I'm referring to the unknown, let's refer specifically to the fact that there's a lot of fucked up shit happening in the world right now. A lot, 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 a lot. For anybody that thinks that, you know, by putting that thing in your arm, that this whole thing is going to go away, I'm sorry to tell you that's not the case. This isn't about a thing in your arm. This is way bigger than that. And there's something globally happening right now that is, you know, slowly, slowly, or quickly, quickly coming up to the surface. There's a lot happening and a lot that's going to continue to happen. And it's only the beginning. As I said in my last episode, this is the beginning of a really hardcore ayahuasca trip. The world is on an ayahuasca trip, and we're in the beginning purging stages. It is insane what is happening and what will continue to happen. So a lot that we cannot control right now, that's what it comes down to. And control, my loves, is not even a real thing. Control is an addiction and control is an illusion. There is no such thing as control. And right now, because everything we've ever known, in a sense, is being questioned, our egos are going insane. And our ego is our ego mind. I'm not speaking of the ego that we are used to speaking of when we refer to people that have big egos. Ooh, that guy has a big ego or whatever. That's not what I'm referring to. The ego is anything that separates you from your authentic self. So even thoughts of self-doubt that are negative, any types of self-doubt, negative types of thoughts, those are all ego-related. And anything that is other than absolute love is your ego. Anything other than absolute love is your ego. Okay. So the ego is afraid right now. Your soul is chilling. Your soul knows exactly what's going on and why everything is happening. And it understands that there's a new beautiful possibility that's going to come through as a result of the darkness that we're going through, that we're going to end up in a much better place that we've ever been in. Your soul is chilling, okay? Your ego, on the other hand, is going nuts. Your ego is scared. Your ego is in fear consciousness. Your ego is afraid of losing control and losing anything it's ever known. And I say losing with quotes because we don't actually ever lose anything. Things change, and change is the only constant that we have. The ego is the one that believes that anything actually belongs to us. It doesn't. Nothing is actually ours. We are here temporarily and nothing belongs to us. And your soul is very, very clear on this. Your ego, on the other hand, has a hard time understanding this and does not want to understand this. So how can you get more into your soul consciousness and allow the ego to do what it needs to do and potentially dissolve bits and pieces of the ego so that you feel more aligned, you feel more centered, you feel more in your power? Well, one is what I've already spoken about in the previous episode, which is all about healing yourself, focusing on yourself, really turning the attention inward and allowing yourself to begin to peel back and heal layers of trauma and whatnot. It's your ego that is interpreting all of these things as bad, right? Your soul, like I said, is chilling. Your soul is fine. Now, there is a way for us to tap into soul consciousness versus being in the ego consciousness and being in the fear frequency and whatnot. And I discussed all of that in my episode last week. Now, one more thing to add to the equation this time is the issue of surrender. Something we are never taught, and something that I continue to work on every goddamn day. Every beautiful day, thank you, God. Every single day, I work on surrender. Surrender, surrender. It is a practice. Surrendering, what does that mean? I just like to look at it as let go and let God. We only have control over ourselves. We don't have control over anything else. We've already touched on that now. As these things are happening and as the world gets a little more chaotic, and like I said, I believe it's going to get worse before it gets better, the most empowering thing you can do, aside from what I discussed in last week's episode about taking control of yourself and your own truth and empowering yourself and whatnot, surrender. Surrender, surrender, surrender. What does that word mean to you? Let go. Let go and let God. Take control of what you can control, which is you. Otherwise, let it be what it'll be, with full trust that things will end up the way they need to end up for us to grow and evolve. This applies not only to the world right now, but this applies to your life. Take control of what you can control and let go with full trust that everything else will fall into place as it needs to fall into place in order for you to grow and evolve. If you live your life from a space of surrender, so much more becomes possible. Instead of fixing, forcing, trying, manipulating, blah, 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 controlling this, that, there's this whole energetic space that opens up when you're in the space of surrender. So much more can happen. So much more can come through. You are more aligned and in sync with your truth, with your soul, with your spirit. You're not in this ego space or in this ego consciousness. You are very much in a higher consciousness, in a higher space, and you're able to allow. That's the word. You're able to allow. Instead of controlling and fixing and manipulating, you let go, you let God, you surrender, you allow. That does not mean you stop doing your part. It means let go of worry and fear. It doesn't mean you stop doing what you need to do. It doesn't mean you stop doing the work that you want to do or showing up for yourself or any of that. It doesn't mean resigning. It doesn't mean any of that. It means let go of what you cannot control and let go of the fear and the worry. Let go of the fear and the worry. The fear and the worry are what is holding you back from being your optimal, most powerful, most soul-centered, beautiful, divine self. Let yourself be and let yourself allow. Allow, allow, allow. The ancient art of allowing. Such a beautiful, beautiful place to be. I'll share a little quick story with you guys about that. If you don't know, I am very much a proponent of responsible usage of plant medicine. Plant medicine has helped me significantly in regard to various aspects of my life, from healing trauma and abuse to so much more. Again, with intention, with responsibility, with the right crowd, all of that. Very much in a sacred way. It's sacred medicine. We do it in a sacred way. And I was having a mushroom trip once, mushroom journey, I should say. And the journey was, I was in full on ego resistance. I was not allowing whatsoever. And the guidance that kept coming forward was the ancient art of allowing. allow yourself to just surrender and let go. It felt like a really dark journey that I was not enjoying. However, it was exactly what I needed. And once I let go, based on the guidance that came through the wisdom of the plants for me to let go, that's exactly what I did. And it ended up becoming a really powerful healing journey. So you see, when you're in this space of resistance with what is going on in the world, it is going to be hard. It is going to be dark. It's going to be shitty. But when you let go, when you surrender and you allow, what might come out of it as a result might just surprise you. And like I said, it was a short episode this time, so I hope that was helpful. I will be gone for the next few weeks. I am heading out to Peru, actually on a beautiful sacred voyage, they're calling it, where we will be doing some plant medicine in a very sacred way. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm slightly terrified, which is the perfect combination. Exactly what it needs to be. So I will see you guys in 2 to 3 weeks when I will be back. And I'm sending you so much love. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Follow me on Instagram at @cam_Kashani or on my website, camkashani.com. I have some new things I'm going to be announcing soon. Super excited, can't wait. Thank you, thank you. Sending you love.